Well, I'm available to hold you tight. I'm available for Saturday night. I'm available and willing, it's true. Available to fall in love with you. Well, I'm available to take a chance. I'm available to start a new romance. I'll be agreeable, 'cause I'm hoping you. Will be available to.
That was Margie, or Margie Rayburn. She was, if memory serves me correctly, and doesn't always, quite frankly, when you get to my age, but I think that she was a member of the Sunnysiders. Yeah. Anyway, Beagley at Night. Hi, I'll be with you. 117 minutes we've got in this part of the programme. All the usual things in all the usual places. Coming up at about 8 minutes' time, we'll have some Bing.
Say something sweet to your
sweetheart. Sugar will be sweeter, depends on how you treat her.
Tell her how much you
take her in your arms, and while you're thrilling to her charms, be sure to say something sentimental. It won't cost a thing.
And before you know it, you'll find what happiness a gentle word can bring.
Oh, you can't hide those love words inside.
Lock them up within you, your love will be again you.
And still keep the one you adore.
You've got the floor, Jack.
By George, that's a good one. Say something sweet to your sweetheart, and you'll be sweethearts forevermore.
A favor for us, sing a special chorus.
Oh, say something sweet to your
sweetheart. Now we're getting rhythm, play the shuffle rhythm.
Tell her how much you care.
At no time during this number do you hear a musical instrument.
Say something sentimental, it won't cost a thing.
Not a single penny, you'll find what happiness a gentle word can bring.
You can't hide all those love words inside you.
I'll be your secret pal.
And still keep the one you adore.
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate?
Say something sweet to your sweetheart, and you'll be sweetheart.
It's you that I adore,
sweethearts forevermore.
Hop the bye, hop the bye.
That song was recorded in 1948. It was, of course, Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae, and there was a musician strike on at the time. So, for some reason, there was a ukulele in there, only one ukulele, but there you go. Perhaps they were exempt for some reason. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Joe Stafford, always good to hear her, isn't it? As indeed is Jim Reeves.
I wonder why you keep me waiting, Charmaine, my Charmaine. I wonder when bluebirds are mating, will you come back again. I wonder if I keep on praying, will our dreams be the same? I wonder if you ever think of me too, Charmaine, my Charmaine. Charmaine, my Charmaine. Will you come back again? I wonder if I keep on praying, our dreams be the same? I wonder if you ever think of me too, Charmaine, my Charmaine.
From 1958, there was Jim Reeves and his version of Charmaine, a hit, of course, for the Bachelors. I think a few years later, if memory serves me correctly. I was very young in 1958, what can I say? How's your week been? I haven't even had time to ask how your week's been yet. Let's see, my week was actually pretty quiet. Yeah, a couple of trips to the store, but that's about it really, and that's the way I like it as well. There's far too much fun stuff going on, quite frankly. I need it to be a lot calmer and a lot more relaxed. But I hope you had a good week, and welcome to the program if you've just joined us. All the usual things in all the usual places, of course. We usually say that just to let you know, and we'll have some songs from Bing, some nice songs from Bing. They're always nice songs from Bing, but probably some of his best-known songs from Bing. It's going to be the same with Doris Day later on, by the way. To take us to Bing, here's Steve Lawrence.
I call her Claire de Lune. She walks by moonlight, my Claire de Lune. And when the moon's bright, I'll see her on some sandy beach, or on a hilltop, smiling just out of my reach. I reach for Claire de Lune, as one obsessed might look for the moon, as one possessed might see something others don't see. I see her face and I hear a strange melody. Ooh. How strange and sweet is the haunting thing. Ooh. How strange and sweet this dream. She's waiting, Claire de Lune, there where the moonlight falls on the dune. I run to meet her, but like all dreams, mine ends too soon. For just as I approach my Claire de Lune, she fades and vanishes just like the moon, and I am left with but the lonely
of all, that was Steve Lawrence with Don Costa's orchestra and Myclair de Lune from 1961. Debussy originally wrote it, but that was an updated version there from Lieber and Stoller, and I think they did quite a nice version there. So well done them. Let's see, it's time for Bing, and we've got three great songs for you. I think you're going to know all three, so let's just start it off, and shall we wallow? Bing? Sing.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery, and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. About a nursery, and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Years ago this very day, I left the port of Cork, and on a ship from old Erin's Isle I landed in New York, without a friend to meet me there and a stranger on the shore. But I wore an honest Irish heart, and fortune came galore. So here I am back again on dear old Erin's Isle, and the friends, they meet me on the quay, and they greet me with a smile. For this face is there that I surely forgot, for I was so long away. But me mother, she introduces all, and this is what she say: shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, shake hands with your sister Kate. Sure, and this is the girl you used to swing down on the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbors and kiss the callings all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal. Gave me a party when I came back, and they came from near and far, and the road was lined for near a mile with Irish jotting cars, and the whiskey flowed like buttermilk to fill our hearts with joy, and the piper played an Irish reel to greet the Yankee boy. all tomorrow out to church I'll go, and wedded I'll be to my pretty little Carleen, sweet Biddy McGee. For Biddy was true and faithful to her Barney o'er the sea, and we'll join the harps and shamrocks to the Stars of Liberty. There came Brannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McGuffy, Malachi, Mahone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Hooley, Muldowney, Malone, Colonna, O'Hona, Lanahan, Flanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Hoolahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, O'Skelly, McGinnis, McGinn.
Pat O'Brien was late, Spalpeen.
Then I'll shake the hand of me Uncle Mike and the hand of me Sister Kate, and I'll hug and I'll squeeze as much as I please the girl in the garden gate. Then I'll invite all the neighbors to my wedding, great and small, and I'll live content and pay no rent in dear old Donegal. This road leads to Rainbowville, going my way. Up ahead is Bluebird Hill, going my way. Just pack a basket full of wishes and off you start with Sunday morning in your heart. Round the bend you'll see a sign, Dreamer's Highway. Happiness is down the line, going my way. The smiles you'll gather will look well on you. Oh, I hope you're going my way too. The smiles you'll gather will look well on you. Oh, I hope you're going my way too.
Difficult really to say three of Bing Crosby's most famous songs, because he's got so many famous songs, and if you throw in the ones from Christmas, there's even more. But I think those were three very well-known ones. We started off with Count Your Blessings, and then we had Dear Old Donegal, and of course Going My Way, and we'll have some more from Bing around about the same time next week. Coming up in 5 minutes' time, we have some poetry, and I have to tell you, Jessie has been reading some great poetry, but this week she has excelled herself. The poem is spellbinding. That's all I'm going to say. You need to stick around and listen to that. That's going to be coming up in about 5 minutes' time. Right now, it's time to go over to Holger's house and say, good morning, Holger. I hope you're well. And this week, because of my recent malady, he has sent me in a song to help me get well, which I think it has, except I can't pronounce it, Holger. It's, you know, I mean, I'm going to listen to it and then see if I can tell everybody what it is afterwards. I can tell you that it is Peter Ingelhoff mit seinem Ensemble.
Der Onkel Doktor hat gesagt, ich darf nicht küssen. Ich hab dazu ein viel zu schwaches Herz. Der Onkel Doktor muss das wissen. Er sagt mir sowas nicht zum Scherz. Der Onkel Doktor hat gesagt, ich darf nicht lieben. Das sei für schwache Herzen gar nicht gut. Ich glaub, er hat da übertrieben, wie das so gern der Onkel Doktor tut. Ich will auf alles Schöne gern verzichten, wenn du mein armes Herz es so verlangst. Doch werden sich die Frauen nicht danach richten, das ist so meine stille Angst. Ich bleibe eisen, das nehm ich mir vor, und flüster meiner Schönen in ihr Ohr. Der Onkel Doktor hat gesagt, ich darf nicht küssen. Ich hab dazu ein viel zu schwaches Herz. Der Onkel Doktor muss das wissen. Er sagt mir sowas nicht zum Scherz. Der Onkel Doktor hat gesagt, ich darf nicht lieben. Das sei für schwache Herzen gar nicht gut. Ich glaub, er hat da übertrieben, wie das so gern der Onkel Doktor tut. Ich dachte, ich würde mich langsam dran gewöhnen, doch leider, leider war dem gar nicht so. Ich träum voll Sehnsucht vom verbotenen Schönen und während des Lebens nicht mehr froh. Doch heut geh ich zum Arzt und frage ihn, ja, gibt's denn keine andere Medizin? Der Onkel Doktor hat gesagt. Der Onkel Doktor hat gesagt, ich darf nicht küssen. Ich hab dazu ein viel zu schwaches
Herz. Well, beautiful. Der Onkel Doktor hat gesagt, du darfst nicht küssen. I know, terrible, isn't it? Poor old Holger has probably thrown his arms over his head and going, oh, I mean, you know, I'm terrible. Apparently, according to Holger, Uncle Doctor said, I'm not allowed to kiss. My heart is much too weak. And it was Peter Ingelhoff from 1938, who wrote about 1,000 songs, apparently, from 1938, must have been one of the first, through to the end of the 60s, and he wrote music for 36 films as well. So, Holger, thank you so much for that, and thank you for Christine's greetings as well, and we'll have another song from Holger's house around about the same time next week, and Holger, I really do thank you.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio. Good morning, this is Angel Radio.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Thank you, young Thomas. Now get to bed immediately. Time now for Poetry Corner, and this week, well, It is, to me, it is astounding how this is just so good. Talk about putting heart and soul into things. Jess has really done that. It's absolutely brilliant, and it had me absolutely spellbound. It's called The Highwayman, and it is read by Jessie up there in Scotland.
And now, this week's poem in Poetry Corner with Jessie in California.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
Finishing off a month of spooky-themed poems, I thought long and hard. But finally I decided on this one. It's the most appropriate for reading to you after the midnight hour. I studied this poem in secondary school, so I love the descriptive language and the sheer romance of it and the drama that's in this as a story. It was written in two parts, but as they used to say at the end of Crime Watch, don't have nightmares, do sleep well. Here goes. The Highwayman by Alfred Noyes, Part 1. The wind was a torrent of darkness among the gusty trees. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas. The road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor. And the highwayman came riding, riding, riding. The highwayman came riding up to the old inn door. He had a French cocked hat on his forehead, a bunch of lace at his chin, a coat of the claret velvet, and breeches of brown doe skin. They fitted with never a wrinkle, his boots were up to the thigh, and he rode with a jewelled twinkle, his pistol butts a twinkle, his rapier hilt a twinkle under the jewelled sky. Over the cobbles he clattered and clashed in the dark inn yard. He tapped with his whip on the shutters, but all was locked and barred. He whistled a tune to the window, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter, Bess, the landlord's daughter, plaiting a dark red love knot into her long black hair. And dark, in the dark old inn yard, a stable wicket creaked, where Tim the ostler listened. His face was white and peaked, his eyes were hollows of madness, his hair like mouldy hay. But he loved the landlord's daughter, the landlord's red-lipped daughter. Dumb as a dog he listened, and he heard the robber say, "One kiss, my bonny sweetheart, I'm after a prize tonight, but I shall be back with the yellow gold before the morning light. Yet if they pass me sharply and harry me through the day, then look for me by moonlight, watch for me by moonlight. I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way." He rose upright in the stirrups. He scarce could reach her hand, but she loosed her hair in the casement. His face, it burnt like a brand, as the black cascade of perfume came tumbling over his breast, and he kissed its waves in the moonlight. Oh, sweet black waves in the moonlight. Then he tugged at his rein in the moonlight and galloped away to the west. Part 2. He did not come in the dawning. He did not come at noon. And out of the tawny sunset, before the rise of the moon, when the road was a gypsy's ribbon looping the purple moor, a red coat troop came marching, marching, marching. King George's men came marching up to the old den door. They said no word to the landlord, they drank his ale instead. But they gagged his daughter and bound her to the foot of her narrow bed. Two of them knelt at her casement, with muskets at their side. There was death at every window, and hell at one dark window, for Bess could see through her casement the road that he would ride. They had tied her up to attention with many a sniggering jest. They had bound a musket beside her, with the muzzle beneath her breast. "Now keep good watch," and they kissed her. She heard the doomed man say, "Look for me by moonlight. I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way." She twisted her hands behind her, but all the knots held good. She writhed her hands till her fingers were wet with sweat or blood. They stretched and strained in the darkness, and the hours crawled by like years. Till now, on the stroke of midnight, the tip of one finger touched it. The trigger, at least, was hers. The tip of one finger touched it. She strove no more for the rest. Up she stood to attention with the muzzle beneath her breast. She would not risk their hearing. She would not strive again. For the road lay bare in the moonlight, blank and bare in the moonlight. And the blood of her veins in the moonlight throbbed to her love's refrain. Cluck, cluck. Plop, plop. Had they heard it? The horse hoofs ringing clear. Plop, 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 plop. In the distance. Were they deaf that they did not hear? Down the ribbon of moonlight, over the brow of the hill, the highwayman came riding, riding, riding. The redcoats looked to their priming. She stood up, straight and still. Clot-clot in the frosty silence. Clot-clot in the echoing night. Nearer he came and nearer. Her face was like a light. Her eyes grew wide for a moment. She drew one last deep breath. Then her fingers moved in the moonlight. Her musket shattered the moonlight, shattered her breast in the moonlight, and warned him with her death. He turned and spurred to the west. He did not know who stood bowed with her head over the musket, drenched with her own blood. Not till dawn he heard it, and his face grew grey to hear how Bess, the landlord's daughter, the landlord's black-eyed daughter, had watched for her love in the moonlight and died in the darkness there. Back he spurred like a madman, shrieking a curse to the sky, with the white road smoking behind him and the rapier brandished high. Blood red were his spurs in the golden noon, wine red was his velvet coat. When they shot him down in the highway, down like a dog in the highway, and he lay in his blood on the highway with a bunch of lace at his throat. And still of a winter's night, they say, when the wind is in the trees, when the moon is a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas, when the road is a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor, a highwayman comes riding. Riding, riding, a highwayman comes riding up to the old inn door. Over the cobbles he clatters and clangs on the dark inn yard. He taps with his whip on the shutters, but all is locked and barred. He whistles a tune to the windows, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter, Bess, the landlord's daughter, plaiting a dark red love knot into her long black hair.
Amazing, huh? That was Jesse in California, in Scotland, with the Highwayman, Mesmeric. Jesse is all I can say. What a fabulous job. Thank you so much indeed. And I do hope you listening enjoyed that as well. We'll have another song from Jesse. Another poem from Jesse round about the same time next week. Time now to go over to Clifton, which is on the western coast of Ireland, and say a very good morning to Alan. And Alan says, I love June Christie, and I know you've played June Christie a couple of times, but we don't hear her enough. So could you play some June Christie songs? And if you could play the following, I would be absolutely thrilled. Alan, be thrilled.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call, and the only heart I own for you and you alone. That's all, that's all country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter's light. That's all, that's that my demands are small. Say it's me that you adore, now and evermore. That's all, that's all.
You'll get the swing of it soon, for here's a tune that any child can sing. D stands for dimple, the words are silly, the song is simple, and after hearing it once, the dumbest dunce can memorize a thing. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do, you can't go wrong. Oh, say it's bound to sound like some other song, but I know it's simple, so get together and let's be simple. I don't know whether or not you knew, they call this classic I Love You. Song, but I know it's simple, so get together and let's be simple. I don't know whether or not you knew, they call this classic I Love You.
Fantastic songs there. A lovely way to spend an evening, indeed. And we also had Sing Something Simple, and That's All from the great June Christie, who I think started out with Stan Kenton way back in the mid-40s. I think she replaced Anita O'Day. But, Alan, a lovely selection of music from the fabulous June, and thank you very much for suggesting it. And I hope everything over there in Clifton in Western Ireland is fine. I've actually been there. That's why I get so excited when I hear from people that I've been to places and had a lovely time there many, many, many moons ago. Seem to recall there were a lot of sheep in the road in the back fields there. Should have been in the field. They were in the road. I don't know why. Alan, again, thank you so much. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, then quite simply drop me a line, Roy at angelradio.com. radio.co.uk. Let me know the artist, and if you want to choose the songs, as Alan did, perfectly fine by me, but I'm quite happy to choose them if you would like me to.
Angel Radio, it's the one for me.
I'll never be the same. Stars have lost their meaning for me. I'll never be the same. Nothing's what it once used to be. And when the songbirds that sing tell me it's spring, I can't believe their song. Once love was king, but kings can be wrong. I'll never be the same. There is such an ache in my heart. Never be the same since we're apart. Though there's a lot that a smile may hide, never be the same, never be the same again. I'll never be the same. There is such an ache in my heart. Never be the same. Though there's a lot that a smile may hide, I know down deep inside, I'll never be the same, never be the same. Oh,
exactly how she feels. That was Cody Grant with Buddy Bregman's orchestra and I'll Never Be the Same from 1956. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got a nice little piece of classical music for you. It's actually quite short and it's from Carl Orff. He's the guy that did Carmina Burina or something like that, but it's not that, it's something entirely different, and I think you will enjoy it. But coming up after the next song, it's going to be I Heard It at the Movies. To take us there, here's Margaret Whiting.
You'll find me waiting.
quite happily singing along, and then Margaret Whiting changed the key on me. What a shock. Now is the hour, the Maori farewell, Margaret with Frank Duvall and his orchestra. And my thanks to DAB Dave, who chooses a lot of the music that you hear on the programme, and each week he comes up with some absolute treats. So, Dave, if you're listening, thank you very much for that. Time now for I Heard It at the Movies. And this week we're actually going back to The Godfather, but not the original one, part two, which did, I think, at the Oscars just as well as part one. I know it certainly did well, let's put it that way. In the film, part of the film is in Cuba, and when they're in Cuba, you know you're in Cuba because they play this song, written by lots of people, including Pete Seeger and Jose Marti and others, sung here, worldwide hit by the Sandpipers. I heard it in the movies, sorta.
Sincero, de donde crece la palma. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Antes de morir me quiero echar los tarsos del alma. De un verde claro y de un jardín encendido. Mi verso es de un verde claro y de un jardín encendido. Mi verso es un cielo querido que busca en el monte amparo.
Mean I am a truthful man from the land of the palm trees, and before dying I want to share these poems of my soul. My poems are soft green, my poems are also flaming crimson. My poems are like a wounded fawn seeking refuge in the forest. The last verse says, con los pobres de la tierra, with the poor people of this earth I want to share my fate. The streams of the mountains please me more than the sea.
Me complace más que el mar.
Guantanamera, cogida Guantanamera. Guantanamera, cogida
remember where you were the first time you heard it. First time I ever heard it was at the Hotel Said in Cala Millor in Mallorca, and that was the Sandpipers from Guantanamera, which is featured in The Godfather Part 2. And we'll have another song, I Heard It in the Movies, around about the same time next week. Right now, here's Grace Moore.
Dream.
junior staff. That was Grace Moore with the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra and One Night of Love. You are listening to Angel Radio with me, Roy Beagley, here on Beagley at Night. You can hear us on FM. You can also find us on various multiplexes on the DAB and, of course, around the world on the internet. And to get details of current availability on all three of those, you can go to the website angelradio.co.uk, and when you get there, just click on FM, DAB or online, and you will get all the current information. Time now for a little bit of posh, and it is a little bit. It lasts just a little bit over 3 minutes, and we've played it before in the past, and lots of you liked it and said, could you please play it again at some point? So here we go. It is from an album called Music für Kinder Number 3, which is children, right? Yes, see, my German does stretch sometimes. Four pieces for xylophone, and this is Karl Pinecoffer Percussion Ensemble, and this is the Gassenhauer. Sit back and enjoy. Simple, I think. Karl Pinecoffer Percussion Ensemble and Music für Kinder Number 3. Four pieces for xylophone, and that was called Gassenhauer. Want to hear just a bit of it again? Some more posh music for you around about the same time next week. Right now, let's see what time it is, shall we? Let me just dial up here and get the current time. Here we go.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be About 1939.
Must be one of the first iterations of Somewhere Over the Rainbow from 1939 there. Bob Crosby with his orchestra, of course, Teddy Grace doing the vocalizations. Somewhere Over the Rainbow, a nice little foxtrot. Now we'll be having Day at Night right after the Four Preps.
Down the way where the lights are the sun shines daily on the mountain top.
I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm
sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sounds of laughter everywhere, and the dancing girls swaying to and fro.
I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm
sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.
Down at the market you can hear ladies cry out, while on their heads they bear
fat
kid, I saw fish are nice and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top. I took the trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.
Whenever I hear that, I just automatically think of Harry Belafonte, and I was busy thinking about him when the song ended. Sorry about that. I was racking my brains trying to think if Harry Belafonte had died, and I was pretty sure he had, and I checked, and he had a couple of years ago, which is why I was busy doing other stuff, but I was enjoying it. That was the Four Preps, 1958. All right, where are we? A little bit late, but better late than never, as they say. Brad Klemperer in Chicago, he made the suggestion that we play a couple of Doris Day songs and call it Day at Night, which is sort of what we've done. We've done it for quite some time now, and see no reason to change.
When I touch you, fireflies gleam and glitter in my eyes. Bright and shiny, bright and shiny, bright and shiny is our love. And when I kiss you, I'm aglow and I sparkle head to toe. Bright and shiny, bright and shiny, bright and shiny. A sunbeam dancing in the skies. When you hold me tight, the night's as bright as 504th of July. Since you told me you'd be mine, sparks are flying all the time. Bright and shiny, bright and shiny, bright and shiny. Lightning flashes, shooting stars, can't outshine this love of ours. Bright and shiny, bright and shiny, bright and shiny is our love. Gayer than a carousel, happy as a wedding bell. Bright and shiny, bright and shiny, bright and shiny. A sunbeam dancing in the skies. When you hold me tight, the night's as bright as 504th of July. Since you told me you'd be mine, sparks are flying all the time. Bright and shiny, bright and shiny is my love.
If I prove how much I love you with each kiss. Will you cross your heart and promise this, that it's more than just a thrill, that you love me and you will be true to me? I will give you all my love, dear, here and now, if you'll only make this solemn vow, that you mean the things you say. Please be fair in every way, be true to me. I'm so helpless when you touch me, feeling feelings that I've never felt before. Oh, my darling, say you love me. If you love me, I'll be yours forevermore. So I beg you to be gentle with my heart. Darling, promise me we'll never part. Through each night and through each day, through the years that pass away, be true to me. No pretendo ser tu dueño, no soy nada, yo no tengo vanidad. Di mi vida, todo lo bueno, yo tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. So I beg you to be gentle with my heart. Darling, promise me we'll never part. Through each night and through each day, through the years that pass away, be true to me. Be true to me.
And streams will flow. Be still and know the cloud will form, the rain will fall, the stars will rise on great and small. You plant a seed, the seed will grow. Be still and know you trust in what you have not seen. The frozen field that will be green, the ocean tide that comes each night, the western wind, the morning light. If you have faith in all these ways, then leave with God your future days.
your cup of life will overflow. Be still and know
this time of the morning with you, because we had to hear stuff like that. Be Still and Know from Doris Day, and before that, Be True to Me, and also Bright and Shiny. It's our day at night sequence for this morning, and we will be doing again, well, around about 7 days from now, less 10 minutes, something like that. Beautiful, three songs there, absolutely great. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, by the way, we've got some comedy, and I'm just telling you this week, we've got Cyril Fletcher, Charles and Fiona, Julian and Sandy, and the Western Brothers, and that's all coming up, oh, in just about 9.5 minutes time. Isn't that beautiful? That was called Sailing By, which is the theme from the BBC Radio's shipping forecast. Haven't heard it for years. Used to like listening to it, though. It was a lot of fun. from the Fran Mel Voice Choir. And I guess they still have it, don't they? I don't honestly know. Most of the radio that I listen to now tends to be Angel Radio, quite frankly. And you wouldn't expect to hear the weather forecast here. Although it might be quite fun. You never know, do you?
A dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours? There be lips like yours? Could there be smiles like yours? Honest and truly, you of a cloud. I want to take you away, away from the crowd, and have you all to myself.
Splendid, wasn't it? That was Chris Connor, and You Stepped Out of a Dream from 1956. We will have Cyril Fletcher right after this.
Thank you. lonely to me. I don't hear a call at all. I hear a rhapsody. And when your sparkling eyes are smiling at me, then soft through the starlit skies, I hear a rhapsody. My days are so blue when you're away. My heart longs for you, so won't you stay? My darling, hold me tight and whisper to me. Then soft through a starry night, I'll hear a rhapsody. My darling, hold me tight. Please whisper to me. Then soft through a starry night, I'll hear a rhapsody.
Well, I hope you're hearing rhapsodies early this morning here on Angel Radio. I hear a rhapsody. It was sung by Phil Brito, Al Donahue and his orchestra, recorded back in October 1940. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB. We're into the last half hour now. Got about 26 minutes to go. Time for a little bit of comedy. We're going to start off this morning with Cyril Fletcher.
Now, I would like to tell you of this little story of two babies a day old in a ward in Queen Charlotte Hospital, you see. And one leans over the crib and says to the other,
"Are you a little boy or a little girl?"
Stop your voice. And the other one leans back and says,
"I'm a little boy."
So the first one says,
"How do you know whether you're a little boy or a little girl?"
Then the other bloke pushes down the bedclothes and says,
"Look!"
Says,
"Look, blue booty."
See? Now, I was one of the first to give an In Town Tonight impression long ago. So here's an interview with one of our gallant civil defense forces. Here in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm here.
Here in the studio, ladies and
gentlemen. I'm ready.
Just one moment. You don't come in yet.
Okay, sir.
Here in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. Dum Chum, who is a fire watcher, and he's going to tell us something about it.
Yes, I'm a fire watcher.
Well, what exactly is the nature of your work?
We are not so much a bomb spotter as a bomb swatter. Putting out all the little old insanitary bombs.
Well, how do you do this?
Actually. Well, I'm very handy with my little old squirt.
Your what?
I've had down on that it is no fun, but we do have some funny experiences. Me and my paladdy work the stirrup pan together side by side, all cozy. Like. Well, one night, as if it was, my paladdy's up the ladder and drops the pump, which gives me such a clump that I get a lump on my rump, the chump. And then another time, me and my pal are... There's a page missing.
Oh, well, suppose we leave your pal, Harry.
What, on the top of an eye building?
No, as there's a page missing. Now tell me, do you ever make any mistakes at all?
Well, yes, we're not inflammable. Oh, once Stanmore stood a pump on a policeman having a quiet fag in an alley, my job is healthy.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Dumchum. Goodbye.
Here, when do I get my money?
Well, the nostalgia for the 40s is still with us. People are getting sentimental over the period when Peter Cook and Dudley Moore were known as Enoch and Ramsbottom. And Harold Wilson was still with Keppel and Betty. And here is an excerpt from one of those wonderful wartime films starring Dame Celia Millstrangler and aging juvenile Binky Huckaback.
Oh, Charles, what's happened to us?
Happened? To us?
Yes, happened. You've changed.
A man must change. After all, it's been 5 years, Fiona. A man can't wear the same vest forever.
Charles, it's more than that.
Yes, my socks as well.
How easy it is for you to be flippant. Oh, Charles.
What?
A woman, Charles, needs certain things. She needs sympathy, affection, devotion, understanding, tenderness, infatuation, adulation, idolatry. That isn't much to ask, Charles.
I know.
I know. Then why can't you give it to me?
It's not easy, Fiona.
Charles, is it her? Daphne?
Yes, Fiona. I must go. She needs me.
I need you. Does that mean nothing
Daphne
to you?
Daphne needs me more, much more. But I shall think of you all the time I'm with her.
I'll wait for you, Charles. You will come back to me, won't you? Oh, Charles, when will you come back? How long will it be this time?
That depends on Daphne. Goodbye, Fiona.
Goodbye, Charles.
Come along, Daphne. Walk is good doggy.
Now, trends in modern living. Well, more and more fashionable people are flocking to unfashionable areas to live. Well, I don't like to feel I'm out of the swim, so when I saw an advertisement in one of the Sunday papers which read, "Thinking of making a move, why not consult Boner Homes estate agents?" I went along to their place in Chelsea. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sam.
We're Boner Homes. Actually, we're filling in here between acting engagements on the telly. Yes. We just finished one together, you know. It was a soap commercial where I'm dancing with this girl in yards of net. You know, not me, her. Anyway, she's acting a bit funny towards me, and I can't understand why. So then Julian comes over and whispers something in my ear hole, and then I have a bath.
Took his bath lovely, Mr. Hall.
Yeah, it's lovely, wasn't it?
Now, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm looking for a small townhouse somewhere in Islington, I thought.
Oh, you don't want Islington, do we, Sam?
No! Islington, definitely not. not. Mm. Oh, no, it's been touted up out of all recognition. But if you're looking for something really unspore, we've got some boner slams in Brixton. Now, Brixton is still unspore, isn't it, Jewel?
Mm.
Isn't it right, Jewel?
Oh, fab.
Fab.
Got a boner slam property. Just come in. Two up, two done, one out of the back. Now, that is really very nice.
It's nice. It's nice. No. Well,
how much?
15,000.
Too dear.
Well, what was you thinking of paying then?
Well, I thought about 10,000.
10,000? Did you hear that, sir? Did you hear that?
Can I hear it? Say it again. I like a good laugh.
You won't get nothing for 10,000 unless you go further out. Got a nice conversion on the A1 near Stevenage. Now, that stands right on the main road. That's nice, isn't it?
Oh, fantabulosa! Mm. And it's detached as well. We can recommend that highly. All on the one level. Well, you don't want to go climbing stairs at your age, do you?
No, can't be doing with that.
And it's very you.
Yes, it's very cheap, too. It's only 8,900. And you only have to share part of the year. But they're very nice people. You'll like them very much. They're two old Irishmen. But they'll only be there during the winter when they're gravelling.
Gravelling?
Yes.
What sort of a place is it then?
Oh, didn't we tell you? It's a workman's hut.
Hello, Cads. We're going to sing you a song... ...about the old school. Listen, you fellas. Now, look here, you chaps. Let's think of the old school today. Of Eton and Harrow and Borstal as well. Three cheers, a follow-up, and hooray. Let's wear that pullover we won at Narkova. Let's all walk about in small caps. And let every mug be a tribute to rugby. And bravo, bravissimo, chaps. Any old Alsatians here? There's one or two old Dalmatians, George.
Really?
Spotted about.
A cannibal chief sat and sharpened his knives. Wearing his old school tie.
Solomon slept with his 500 wives.
Wearing his old school tie.
250 a side it was.
Was it really?
Yeah. That hot weather.
Was warm.
Very close. Almost touching, really.
Lloyd George often spoke of his school, so they say. But now he's a platinum blonde in his way.
He sits up in bed looking like Francis Day. Wearing
his old school tie.
Toujours la polytechnique, of course.
Cochrane sat down in a gallery queue.
Wearing his old school tie. Moses was found in the bulrushes too.
Wearing his old school tie. The Royal Garden Party was the smartest for years. Jimmy Thomas arrived and they gave him three cheers.
He turned up in evening dress, top hat and spurs.
Wearing his old school tie.
Sick transit, Gloria Swanson.
Don't forget Marlborough, remember St. Paul's, and Dulwich, and Hamlet.
And Hull. And Wormwood, and Dartmoor, and Pentonville, too. And Dr. Bernardo.
Says thou.
Oh, up the scrubs.
Let's talk about Batin, and physics, and Latin. The classics we took in our stride.
And famous school fellows like Laurel and Hardy, and Crippen, and Jekyll and Hyde. But you're forgetting the shell, you hounds, and the remove, you know.
There's a man in the moon, so astrologers say. Wearing his old school tie.
They're going to make Hitler the Queen of the May.
Wearing his old school tie. At the debts talk, when Montague Norman came in, they said Oxford or Cambridge.
And so with a grin, he lifted his beaver, and under his chin, he was
wearing his old school tie.
Tartare. Pro bono, public house-o. Gandhi's disciples all kicked up a din, 'cause Gandhi said if we can fight, we can win. Then his loincloth fell off, but he wasn't running. He was wearing his old school tie. Good hunting, Cad.
Whatever the joys of a vagrant life, most of us want a place of our own.
Happy, darling.
I'd be happy anywhere with you, Charles.
Oh, Fiona, I know it's not what you're used to. It's terribly cramped and bulky, but it's ours.
It's home, Charles.
And don't spare the horses.
Oh, Charles, I love you when you're brittle.
You know, I'd do anything to make you happy, darling. Oh, I know it may be hell for you living here, but we're very lucky to get this place.
Living here, we're never lonely. Always people popping in. I don't mind during the day. It's company for me. But at night, Charles, there are no curtains at the windows, and the light's always on.
Yes, it's not easy for us, but what can you do when you're living in a telephone box? Kiss me, Fiona.
Oh, Charles.
I see. We've hit the jackpot.
As always, terribly dramatic. Kathy Kirby there. That was the UK's Eurovision contest, one of the songs that was entered for the 1965 competition. It wasn't chosen by the public. I think the public chose a song called I Belong, if memory serves me correctly. But always a good singer, isn't she? Beautiful Kathy Kirby there. And before that, lots of comedy. We started off with Cyril Fletcher and Tells a Couple. And then we had Charles and Fiona with Daphne and Bona Estate Agents from Julian and Sandy, Charles and I'm going to remember Sandy is Hugh Paddock. Fiona, Betty Marston, Julian was Kenneth Williams. Then we had the Western Brothers with the Old School Tie, and one more bit of Charles and Fiona for good luck, because I play those for me because I just think they're hysterical. It's as simple as that. Let's go back to 1961 right now, and Finland, no less.
Adios, adios, nyt vain jo. Adios, niin silloin lähdin lausuen vain. Adios, 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 nyt vain jo. Adios, kun vuokses kuljin yksin kaivaten, luokses lauloin, adios, adios, mä vaan. Sydämeen sen illan kaunin talletin, jolloin sulta ruususen sain. Kuveitikka hopeita meille vain loin. Varjonsa suojaten soi, suojaten soi. Toivotan vain adios. Ja sydämeen sen illan kauniin talletin, jolloin sulta ruususen sain. Kuo veitikka hopeita meille vain loin. Suojaten soi, suojaten soi. Adios, 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 nyt adios. Adios, sun luokses palan taas en kevät, kun kevät on. Siihen asti mä toivotan vain adios.
That was it. Adios, the Four Cats. And it is pretty much time for me to say adios as well. I'm going to play my last song right now, which I think is going to be from Ella Fitzgerald and the Ink Spots. Always good. Into each life a little rain must fall. Certainly know about that.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each and every life, some rain has got to fall, but too much of that stuff has fallen into mine. And into each heart, some tears has got to fall. But I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their heart,
but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life, some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Gorgeous stuff to finish with. That was Ella Fitzgerald, of course, with the Ink Spots. And each little life, a little rain must fall. And that was from 1944. And that's just about it for this edition of Beagley at Night. All being well, because we don't take anything for granted anymore. I'll be back around about the same time next week when we get to do it all again. Until then, I hope you have a very pleasant good morning, what is left of it, and enjoy tomorrow and indeed the rest of the week. May I be the first to wish you, however, a very good morning. Till we meet again, from ERB. Ta-ra.